The opinions expressed on this edition of Pensacola Expert Panel are not necessarily those of News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, but rather the opinions of the sponsor, Ionic Fabric.
Welcome back. It is your morning Pensacola Expert Panel, and I am super excited this Monday morning because you guys, we have something new to talk about that hasn't been on the show before, and I'm beyond thrilled because of the times that we live in. Today we have Ionic Fabric in studio, and we have three guests with us. We have Mallory Everett and Peter Nowak from Ionic Fabrics, as well as our friend Nikki Huffman from Ascend. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning.
I want to go ahead and just chat a little bit about, what y'all do, the history behind this. We live in just this crazy year, masks, all the things, but you guys decided to do something different. So Mallory, do you want to go ahead and just kick us off?
Yeah, sure. We have this fabric that Peter had come across, and he can explain how he, got into it to begin with. But the fabric is from Ascend Performance Materials called Active Protect, and we've taken it and are trying to build all these products that help, boost your protection. It is called, it's Active Protect, and it's antimicrobial. And so it stops the growth, holds back the growth of microbes, fungus, mold, odor-causing bacteria. And so there's just, a limitless amount of things that you can do with this product and this new technology from Ascend. And I'm not sure, Pete will have to go into where he started it from.
That's great. Well, it's always I always look for opportunities, especially in the community, to create jobs and looking for just great products and things that are new to the market. And this was really an opportunity. I've had many friends over the years that work for Ascend, and it was just a great opportunity when I found out about the fabric. And when it became available, I went on the website, and we were at the time making masks for our employees in another business, and it seemed like this fabric was a better product to make these masks with. So when I submitted all the information, Nikki contacted me, and I've known her for a little while, and she came over and brought me a little sample, and we were playing with it and looking at things that we can do with it. And we found it to be just an amazing fabric. This mm-hmm. is a fabric that never, really has any odor associated with it. And the more I learned about it, the more I liked it. And it's a really high end fabric. It's almost like silk and cotton combined. And we brought some to kind of talk about it. So Nikki can tell you a lot more about the technology of the fabric. But for me, it was forming a relationship with a company that's been a great community partner in Pensacola, and finding a way to take a product that they manufacture. I don't know if anyone knows about this, but Ascend, they're like a global leader in nylon technology.
Yeah.
They're amazing, and we have them right here in Pensacola. And how, can we take products that they make here and manufacture things with it to promote jobs in this community? So that's really what it was about in the beginning. But through the process, I've just been absolutely amazed at the technology. And I'll let Nikki tell you a little bit more about the technology side of it, because she's an expert on this. And so take it from here, Nikki, and tell us about why is Active Protect such an amazing product?
Oh, thank you so much, Peter. I'm super excited to talk about Active today. So as you mentioned, we have a plant really close by, right outside of Pensacola in the Cantonment area. So it's so fun to be on radio with our local community. Our purpose at Ascend is to create performance materials that improve the quality of life today and inspire a better tomorrow. And we are the technology provider for the driving force behind Ionic Fabrics, brands, and products. And here's it's an interesting story how the technology began. A few years ago, we started working on a way to make nylon, because our company is a nylon 6/6 producer, and we wanted to make nylon with zinc ions embedded to reduce odor, primarily targeted towards the high-performance sportswear industry. No odor, no stink. We all know it's bacteria in your stinky running wear or hockey gear or baseball clothes or tennis clothes or whatever. It's the bacteria that makes them stink. So we were trying to make a way to create clothes that didn't stink. Well, what we didn't know was that the world would soon be facing a global pandemic and a severe shortage of PPE and articles resistant to microbial growth. So what we did was our fabric innovation was nearing completion, so we pivoted like a lot of folks. You hear that word all over the world over the course of the past year. We shifted focus, we accelerated our efforts, and we thought, you know what? What if this fabric and technology that's resistant to bacteria is also resistant to viruses? So we did extensive testing, and sure enough, we found that we have a technology that kills SARS-CoV-2 at a 99.9% rate on contact, and that we are able to incorporate it into a wide range of applications, including fabrics, that Ionic Fabrics is selling and making into masks and pillowcases and all kinds of incredible products.
That is amazing. And I have to tell you, like, I have a little sample over here, and I don't think it's a sample. It's your mask booster, actually. And I've been kind of just touching it. It's so soft, so smooth. I put it inside my mask earlier, and it didn't, you know, you feel like the fabrics that you just get if you buy a mask like off of the shelf when you're trying to get out of the store. I have very dry skin. It just naturally chaps. And so I tucked it in, and it doesn't feel like that normal material that you usually will feel inside of a mask.
It is very, very soft.
And I really appreciate that, just from somebody who has sensitive skin and, you know, is prone to breaking out in rashes. I know that's gross, but it's a lot of like eczema, even just around my mouth, I'll just get those things. So this, in general, not only, like you said, is it going to be a great asset for somebody that is higher, not just even more prone to getting sick, but for people who need that boost inside their mask or something that just puts their minds at ease. Because these days, you're wearing a mask. Everybody's buying one. You can get them really at any store. I'm not going to name drop, right? But are they actually doing something for your overall well-being?
Yes.
That's
these,
right.
That is, well, one of the things we, you know, focus on with it, is it does have a purpose. There, yes, it is soft. Yes, it is, you know, comfortable. But it also has a job that it's doing. It has a purpose.
The mask booster.
Helping you.
The mask booster is great that you brought that up, because back, if you look back at the whole story, you know, between Ionic Fabric and Ascend, you know, they're an industrial supplier in very large quantities of fabric. So, you know, thinking about the amount of fabric that they provide. And so we had a lot of fabric when we were making masks for our employees, and you start to look at what can you do with it. And so one of the first products that we developed was the mask booster, and it was because we wanted to provide this to everyone. The whole goal of this was, how do you take a product like this that has these qualities and make it affordable for everyone? So when you go online, the mask booster sells for $6.99, and we have discount codes, and it's like amazing. You can line any mask with this product and suddenly add that layer of protection, not only from viruses, but also the bacteria that just is created by your own breath in it. And so the importance of a mask is really, you know, that amount of filtration, the layers of filtration. So as you add more layers, you get more filtration. But when you have a product like Active Protect on it, you have that boost of all these other factors, you know, of the antibacterial, antifungus, and then knowing that if SARS COVID contacts it, you know, it's going to kill it. So it's just an amazing opportunity for everyone to add this product to their existing mask. So that was our first product that we developed and sent to Ascend, and that was really what got us the agreement to distribute the product. So that's kind of a neat product that you're talking about, and we'd love for people to, at a low cost, you know, just try it and see what we're talking about. And then from there, the pillowcases, and you'll start to see where we've evolved into longer term, you know, sustainable product development here in Pensacola, and how having a partner like Ascend to work with has been amazing. And we'll talk about, it's probably a good opportunity for those listeners now, if you go online and look at any of these products on Ionic Fabric, there's a code WeCare, and if you use WeCare, it gives you a 25% discount on all of the products. So really, just a great opportunity at a low cost to try this out and see what I found out when I started working with the product. And I'm embarrassed to say the first mask I made out of it, I didn't wash it for 30 days and it never had an odor.
Wow.
It was amazing. And I'm not telling you anything that's not, you know, real here. I just rarely wash them, and they're always fresh.
That is encouraging. Hey, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. We are chatting with Ionic Fabrics and Ascend here in studio, and we would love to hear from y'all too. If you have a question, you can call or text in 437-1620. Let us know. Maybe you've tried this already. Maybe you've been able to order online. I have actually seen your website. We have a mutual friend, and so I kind of knew about the amazing things you guys were going on and doing. And so I'm really pumped to just hear more about, especially the pillowcases. Pillowcases freak me out. I wash mine so much that it's like starting to get the little pills in it. But I want to ask real quick, because I didn't catch what this stood for. I wrote it down. What is PPE?
Personal protective equipment. So it would be anything like a mask, a sports skater. I think Peter and Ionic Fabric are also selling sports gaiters that, you know, not only would provide protection, but they'd keep you warm on a cold day like today.
Okay, that's good to know. I absolutely love it. Now, we chat a little bit about Ascend. I've seen the products when you guys like will update social media and let us know the new things that come out. In terms of getting this out to people, what is your goal? Is it to see hospital workers maybe use something like this? Is that, do you see just a particular industry that could benefit from this the most?
It really could go in so many directions with it because of the use of it. From one, you know where it started with the activewear, like we make headbands and scrunchies, arm sleeves. Even the arm sleeves themselves can be used in different industries. You know, they're used in service industries, in medical, you know, even individual products can span different industries with this fabric because of its uses. One might, you know, like it for, because they have, you know, maybe skin issues or something. That would work for them, whereas somebody else might need it for the boost of you know, the bacteria. You know, it depends on really where, you know, who needs what. And even then, one product could be used in different industries. And so it really is, you know, going to be trying to get that out to everybody that needs it, because it is such a great technology that is severely needed right now. And not just, you know, it's needed, but then it also is, like I said, you know, he didn't wash his mask for 30 days. It's convenient as well. So you've got a need and a convenience, a confidence. You talked about being more confident in going out and having your mask on. It really is a confidence boost. You know, we have the travel pillowcase for your travel pillow, and things that is something, especially with travel opening back up. You know, that boost of confidence in your, you know, travel safety of, you know, taking care of yourself and
right.
while still trying to get out, because a lot of people, they travel for work. You know, it's not just we're deciding to go on vacation now. A lot of people, they still have to do those things.
And you know, it's zinc. So I think a lot of us are very familiar with zinc. And I think Nikki could go into how, you know, zinc is very natural and it's a very safe product. And I have to tell you, I've had a lot of exposure to COVID because I'm around a lot of people. And fortunately, you know, I've been fairly protected. I couldn't tell you enough about, you know, this mask. And you know, I take a zinc tablet every day, but I also am pretty impressed with this. And so, Nikki, kind of, why zinc? You know, what is it about zinc?
So a couple of things. So zinc is recognized as safe by the Food and Drug Administration. You know, if anybody has ever put baby diaper cream on your baby, it's infused with zinc.
Yes.
Zinc is in breakfast cereals. It you know, fortified with zinc. It's perfectly safe. The other incredible thing about this technology is zinc, the active ingredient, is added in the polymer production process itself very early in the manufacturing process. So what that means is the fabric or the mask or the product is not coated after it's made. It's actually infused in the polymer matrix, the molecular structure itself. So it doesn't wash off. So it's there for the life of the product. So this incredible technology is very, very different from any other technology that we're aware of on the market, in that it's good for the life of the product. These masks can be washed over and over and over if you so choose. As Peter said, you probably don't wash them because they
maybe
smell.
Maybe not Peter, but
my issue is I get makeup on it or lipstick, and and I have to wash it. But you know, it's certainly not because it's.
And here's the other thing. It's an economical wash because it's cold water, mild detergent. Think about the energy savings, you know, across, you know, globally, if you start talking about things that don't even require hot water washing, you know, so this is pretty cool. And then the medical side, you know, here's something kind of interesting, and we all kind of do things different. And here's a little story on me is that I was, you know, loading some things in my truck. And of course I'm always in a hurry and I'm this and that, and there were tires and I walked behind my truck, tripped on my trailer hitch, fell against the wall, scraped my face. And I was thinking, like, you know, I don't really need a Band-Aid because I'm sleeping on this zinc pillowcase. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, and I was amazed this morning when I woke up and I was like, you know, it's not as bad as it was before I went to bed. This is kind of amazing.
I didn't
have to worry about as much bacterial growth. And it was just like, wow, you know, could this be, you know, something that, that is medically helpful? I don't, you know, there's so many different things about it that you wonder, but knowing that you're protected at this high level is kind of an interesting, you know, part of life, and where products are going and where the technology is. And you know, I'm those of you that know me, I'm huge on technology. I've had involved with a lot of technology companies. And so this is almost like, is it really fabric or is it a fabric technology? It really is a technology.
You guys have morphed chemistry, fabric, and technology all together to create something that will better people's lives. And really, in this crazy time that we're living in, where all of us have to wear masks most of the places that we go, you know that if you're in, I mean, you just don't know if you're going in a place to pick up your pizza or whatever, and there's more people around, you know, you have that peace of mind. Now, I also want to tap onto zinc because I go to my yearly appointment to see my doctor, and the one thing he said to us, it was kind of, we tried to wait till, you know, not the middle of COVID, but I feel like we're still in the middle of it. And he said to us, this is back in July, add zinc. I want you to add a zinc tablet every single night. It's a game changer. So if my doctor is giving that kind of advice and you're having this, like you said, embedded into the product and the manufacturing process, not coated on, and then eventually you're going to have to wash off, then you throw it away, you need another one, you have something else in the landfill. This is something where instead of buying those disposable masks every day, you have something that you don't have to wash often. And again, this is the Active, right? I said it correctly. The Active Protect Fabric. And again, please feel free to call in or text 437-1620. Somebody would like to know how to find out more information. So I guess they would like to know your website.
Okay. We have our Facebook pages that you can go to. That's Ionic Fabric. And then we also have the website. It's ionicfabric.com.
Yes, and it's really easy to get to as soon as I typed it in. I see you guys were on Mad Money.
And ionicmasks.com. Yes, there is a video of Jim Cramer on there. That was pretty neat.
That's awesome. I haven't gotten to watch it yet, so I'm really
Ascend
excited.
Ascend has an amazing CEO, and Phil did just a super job with Jim Cramer. And it was really just a great show. It's about 6.5 minutes, so it's not much to watch, but you'll learn a lot about the product and hear Jim actually talk about the product also. And we have the link to that on our website on Ionic Fabric. So feel free to just link right over to it and watch that.
And if you watch that video, you'll see Jim Cramer wearing a personalized mask that says Mad Money on it. All the products can be customized and personalized. And, you know, if you go to Ionic Fabric, that option exists. So if you want to have a fancy logo or a school or your name, put it on the product. It's, you know, another way to make your personal protective equipment a little more fun.
More personal.
Yes. It really is. And that's a unique option that we have. And we're actually continuing to expand that. So we have a really nice laser digital printer that we're going to start using this week, and it's going to be able to do like just really amazing logos. And so if you go on our site, and again, you know, you get the same discount using the We Care code, and you can choose the logo option and send us your logo and personalize it. A great way to keep like your mask, you know, just separated. If you tell us, hey, we want, you know, my name on the inside or we want it on the outside, we'll do whatever you want so that you keep your mask isolated from others. You know, I've worn my wife's mask plenty of times, just it's available and I'm not too worried about the bacteria. But again, it's a great way to personalize your product. And
so
I think it's just kind of innovative that we're offering that with the masks, with the gaiters. And I don't know if you've seen it. I know you talked a little bit about it. Nikki mentioned that we have the gaiters, but the gaiters that we're selling that are branded Active Protect are just amazing. They're about the highest quality product I've ever seen in the gaiter world. It's a unique knit. It's seamless. The way it fits, it's comfortable, it's well protected, it's a little bit of a heavier style fabric, and it's well logoed, and we can add your own personal logo to it as well. So a great opportunity to personalize your mask and your gaiter.
Right, so if you're thinking about a gift for somebody coming up or for your business and you're looking to protect your employees, you know, everybody that is out there, whether you go from house to house and you have an air conditioning business or landscaping, whatever it is, and you have to come in contact with people, you don't know if they're elderly or higher prone to sickness, whether it be COVID or not. You know, this is a great opportunity to have your employees rep your business logo on something that will protect your employees and the people around them as well. Or get it made for your kiddos. My kids lose their masks all the time at school, you guys. I'm like, where did it go?
We don't know.
Okay, well, and then they just have a pile of masks that they throw away because, you know, they're just sitting there. But you have something like this where their name is on it. They know who to get it back to.
I agree. And that's really, I tell you that the majority of our large volume sales are to companies, schools, people that want, you know, their name out there. And it's a great way to do it, you know, a great way to advertise. Like just like you said, your employees are out in the field, and it's a great way to promote your company, and it's fun for the employees also. They usually like people to know who they represent. So great way to do it, and have a lot of fun with it. You know, just think of something silly or something. You know, I haven't seen a lot of them, but do whatever you want and have fun with it, and make your mask personal.
Yeah, I love that. Hey, before we go to the bottom of the hour to check in with our news, let's give the website one more time and the Facebook.
Okay, you can see us on Facebook at Ionic Fabrics, and then also on www.ionicfabrics.com and ionicmasks.com.
Awesome. And there was the code We Care that you can use online, and that will get them what?
25% off any product on the site, and any orders over $50 ships free. And we also have local delivery, so we have a lot of fun with that as well.
That is awesome. Awesome. So our panhandle, you guys can have it delivered within the next few days then?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's so cool. Why not jump on that opportunity and make sure you check out. The cool thing is we're going to have more with our friends here, but the cool thing about the website is that it gives so much detail to reassure you of the product that you're getting. And so I absolutely love that. Somebody wants to know if there is a store that sells them locally.
They are actually sold at the Hilton gift shops in town. So if they're near the beach or on an Orange Beach, you can go by one of the Hilton gift shops here. And we're actually talking to several other local retailers. But if you want to stop by Pensacola Social Desk, you can stop by there and we will take care of you right there. We have the ability to sell them to you right on the spot.
Awesome. I love it. Well, you know, we're going to take a quick break. We have more. So stick around. We're going to check into the newsroom.
Bad weather elsewhere affecting air traffic locally. The story after 5.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. From Texas to Vermont, a historic winter system takes aim at millions.
The latest winter storm could bring with it over a foot of snow to Chicago through tomorrow. Wind chill warnings from the Dakotas to the Texas Gulf Coast.
It's cold.
I think there's just so much snow and there's no space for it.
Warming centers are open and hundreds of plow trucks are now out across Chicago with drivers being urged to either stay home or to take it easy out there.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. And COVID cases in the U.S. trending down.
The number of average daily new cases of COVID-19 has dipped below 100,000 in recent days. But CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says even though daily case numbers have gone down, those numbers are still more than 2.5 times what they were last summer.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America's listening to Fox News.
News Radio 92.3, AM 1620, 52. It's cloudy with fog and drizzle. I'm Mark Jacobs. Winter weather elsewhere impacting flights at Pensacola International Airport this morning. Flights to and from Muscle Shoals, Houston, Dallas, and Nashville all canceled. Florida gas prices taking a step back last week. Average price for a gallon of gas dropping 2 cents. It's still up about a quarter since January 1st. Florida drivers paying an average of $2.46. Escambia County officials considering an ordinance to let stores sell alcohol on Sunday mornings countywide. If approved, the new ordinance would allow alcohol sales between 6 a.m. and 2:30 a.m. every day of the week. The Escambia County Commission holds a public hearing on Thursday morning. Now the WEAR weather forecast.
As we head into the afternoon, showers and thunderstorms likely. We will be seeing a chance for severe weather. As you go overnight, we will be seeing those temperatures drop into the 20s, even seeing teens closer towards Mobile. Very cold night, wind chill values between 15 and 20 degrees. From the First Warning Channel 3 studios, I'm meteorologist Brooke Richardson.
52 in Pensacola, 55 in Gulf Breeze, 52 in Milton at 10:33. Our next news at 11 with breaking news anytime. I'm Mark Jacobs, News Radio 92.3. AM 1620.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. There could be as many as 10,000 store closures in the U.S. this year, which would be a new record. That's according to CoreSight Research, which says 10,000 closures would represent a 14% uptick from 2020. CoreSight is also forecasting retailers will announce 4,000 store openings this year, driven by growth from grocery discounters and dollar store chains. No comment from Amazon, but the tech giant is said to be developing a thin Echo device for users to mount on their walls and use as a smart home command center. Bloomberg reported last week that the device could come with a 10 or 13 inch touchscreen display and be capable of controlling smart home devices, playing music and videos, and video chatting thanks to a built-in camera. The as yet unannounced device could be out at year's end or sometime next year, with a price tag like in the $200 to $250 range. The markets are closed for the holiday and will reopen tomorrow. That's Your Money Now.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not, regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
Take a short lifestyle detour from the news of the world. Here's Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here, and we are in studio with Ionic Fabric and Ascend. Now, what is the full name for Ascend?
We are Ascend Performance Materials, and we are a global company. We have offices in Europe and Asia and the U.S., with manufacturing primarily in the southeastern United States.
That is amazing. Okay, and we've just been chatting about this amazing, what did we call it? It was chemistry mixed with technology and fabric, basically a life-changing personal protective equipment that you can have in your arsenal as we go into this new normal of living.
And one of the things that we were just talking about is that, you know, it's one thing, you know, that we talk about it and Ascend talks about it, but recently Ascend submitted this fabric to a group called Outdoor Retail, and they have awards that they recognize leaders in outdoor retail products. And so Nikki can tell us a little more about what happened with Outdoor Retail when they saw the fabric from Ascend.
Absolutely. So we submitted for, as Peter mentioned, an Outdoor Retailer Innovation Award recently. They had almost 200 applicants for their third annual Innovation Award. And this is an award that recognizes new innovation primarily geared towards the outdoor sector. We were absolutely delighted to be awarded the Innovation Award for functionality in outdoor gear for our new Active Protect textile. We're so proud of our scientists and innovators for the work they've done over the last few years and for coming up with this new technology. And we're especially proud of the fact that we can use this technology in today's COVID world to help combat the spread of disease.
That's amazing. And like you said, it started out as like, okay, I like to work out. I like to go for a run. And we live in some pretty warm, humid climate here. So
yes.
I sweat like unnaturally. And so you just stink. It just happens. What are you going to do? And so it was this beginning where, okay, let's help the active community not have stinky wear, not have all that bacteria that just sits on you. And then, I mean, honestly, things can grow, okay? You don't want that. But then it turned into, look at what happened and transpired in 2020. And it became a great opportunity for something that became a necessity every day, whether you go to the grocery store, or the gas station, and we all were wearing them, but instead of just having this plain old mask, it became this extra boost for, and I don't want to say your well-being, but in a way. And now I have a question. As people are purchasing these, what is the feedback that you're getting from consumers?
You know, one of the best ways to look at feedback is how many repeat customers you have. And so I've always been amazed, you know, when I look at that, and I get super excited about seeing how many people have come online and bought fabric. I remember I was online chatting with a lady, Diane, and Diane turned out she lives in the Carolinas, and she probably won't mention me saying that. She's like buying fabric. And I was like, Diane, you know, like, what do you do with the fabric? And she said, well, I'm making masks. I said, well, we have some great designs. Let me share some stuff we're doing. And so she said, well, I'm making a mask for veterans, and I'm making masks for the garbage collection people in our neighborhood. And she said they love them, you know. And so I was like, wow, what a great use of them. So I shared the discount code with her, and so now she continues to just make masks and give them away. I mean, again, you know, I think that's really kind of where I started. Is I, you know, saw it and I looked at it as an opportunity to just give a special gift to people. So I can't tell you how many masks I give away. If you go to the post office that I go to, they all wear my masks, and they talk about they're the most comfortable masks that they've ever had. And so they're telling all the customers in line, and I'm laughing. I think it's, you know, they see me in line and they do that. Hopefully they do that when I'm not in line also. But they really, they're sincere and they really love them. And like I said, I've given away a lot of them in town and to people, it's just the way to spread the word. You know, it's really right now the pandemic is about helping people and be safe. And I'm holding one of my new headbands that Mallory made in the shop, and that's something that also people in Pensacola need to realize. I think we have 7 seamstresses, a number of sewing machines. I bought, this is kind of a fun story. The guy that I deal with on commercial sewing machines, he sold sewing machines to that special New York show.
Project Runway.
Yeah, I couldn't. I really love. So anyway, this is
Make
kind of fun
work.
Story. So they decided not to air Project Runway, and he said, "Hey, I have several sewing machines from Project Runway. Would you like them?" And I was like, "Well, tell me about them," because I was looking at these straight stitch machines that are really high end. And so I ended up buying, I think, 5 or 6 of these machines from him that actually were used on Project Runway. So they're right here in Pensacola, and these very high end straight stitch machines that are just super cool brother machines that we're using there. And so we have about 7 seamstresses that work for us and help with innovation and products. So even if you have an idea about a product that you need, there's a good chance we can make it. We have some great seamstresses working for us, and they're creative and capable. And I play tennis, so I'm sitting here looking at this headband thinking, wow, I can't wait to wear this. And you know, you're playing tennis and you're sweating and dripping in your eyes, and you're thinking, you know, wow, you know, what a great way to reduce that, and also not smell bad, you know. So it's right. Just really a great thing. So this could stay in my tennis bag for who knows how long, and I can tell you that's not true with my tennis shoes. But anyway, really looking forward. And like I said, this is a brand new product. The headbands, we just put them on the website and have nice packaging for them. So check these out as well.
That's awesome, Mallory. You came up with that?
Yes.
That is so cool.
Well, he came up with the idea and said, make it happen.
Awesome. Is your background in sewing?
I have for probably since I was about 6 years old.
Look,
I started
that.
Sewing, and so by 14 I was making my own clothing. So it's just been more of a hobby and a, you know, something that I just enjoyed of designing and sewing.
And now you're doing it to change people's lives.
Yeah,
so
it is neat seeing the process of it. And knowing that it's more, you know, I did stuff for fashion, and now it's like I have to think of it differently and think of different products that, like I said before, it has a job to do.
Right.
And finding these products to try and work on designs, I've got, you know, a lot of stuff. Like I gave you the hair scrunchie.
Yes,
that's one. It's
I'm
it's
so
in
excited.
That packaging because it's new. That was one of the first batch of them.
I'm so excited about a hair scrunchie. Number one, it looks really durable. I'm feeling it in the packaging because I'm really excited because I'm going to work out after the show later, just so you know. So I'm literally going to test it out today. Now, hey, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Jenna. And if you want to text or call in, please feel free to do so, 437-1620. We have a listener who would like to jot down that code again to go online and get your 25% off. It's We Care, W-E-C-A-R-E, correct?
Correct.
All right.
That is correct.
There you go. And
And we also, if any callers, we have some giveaways. So if we, because of COVID, we're going to mail these to you, but we have some giveaways. So if you call in right now, we have some masks that Ascend has given us to give away. And then what I'd like to do also is give away a few $5 gift cards to go on our site. So basically you can get a mask booster free with a discount code and call in and get it. So it'd be a lot of fun.
Go ahead. Our phone line is open, 437-1620. I can see it's already, somebody is calling in. So I would love to see people try this out. Now I want to know, do you guys have anything in the near future on top of the amazing masks and that neck gaiter? I feel like that's a great present for my husband. I don't think he's listening, but something like that. Do you have, and the scrunchies, we have the headbands. Do you see any other, and the pillowcases? Sheets, is there more down the line to really boost the overall well-being of people's lives?
So our vision would be an active world, even post-COVID, you know, working to incorporate this incredible new technology into a multitude of products. You mentioned sheets and pillowcases, base layer tops, which would be like t-shirts, yoga wear, athletic wear, socks, even swimwear, intimate apparel. Basically, the sky's the limit. You know, if we can conceive it and think it, we can design it and make it. No odor, antibacterial, with a multitude of protective capabilities. So we are really, really excited about the opportunities.
Amen. There's the sky's the limit. I love it. Hey, we have Janet on the line. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Jenna. I'm the one that welcomed you at Pensacola a couple weeks ago.
Oh, you're so kind. Thank you so much. You were so encouraging. Hey, I know you're calling in to get your goodies today, and you've learned, have you learned something about active performance? Are you excited?
Yes, I am. And of course, we had in the PNJ a few days ago, they had the another local UWF grad that he's got a high performance material too, because and we're a premium market testing zone because even the girls get smelly here.
Yep, pretty much. I mean, the Gulf Coast can get a little steamy. So we want to make sure that you go ahead and get your goodies. If you want to, just hang on a second, and I'm going to go ahead and get you all set up.
Terrific, and you guys have a great day.
Thank you so much, Janet. So I want to keep moving. We have some callers on the line as well. We have David next. David, good morning. Welcome to the show. Do you have a question for our amazing team here?
Well, good morning. I guess I do have a question, but I was hoping to get one of those free masks they were talking about. I don't know if it was just the first caller, if it was the first couple callers. But my question is, do they make T-shirts out of the material?
You know, we have been talking a lot about it, you know, in both base layers and T-shirts. If you have a specific design, it'd be, you know, we can make about anything if you have a design you want to send over. But T-shirts are next on the list, I believe. It's an interesting market category because the volume of shirts you have to make in order to make it work out. But I would actually love to know more about what you see in terms of T-shirts and give us some feedback in terms of what you want to see in a T-shirt, because I think that T-shirts are going to be next up. And the idea that we can put logos and kind of brand them how you want to.
Right.
I know that I think about it a lot.
What colors
and want
is
a T-shirt,
the fabric?
Or
what
even a Ascend shirt
for the
area.
In?
Go ahead.
What different colors do y'all have the fabric in?
Well, we have black, and we have a kind of a beige fabric right now available. And then we have in the horizon, we have we've been talking to some printers, and I know we're looking at a few different things like a camouflage and a few other, you know, kind of fashion.
Yeah, the
colors.
Camouflage would be the camouflage would probably be real popular for you around here. One last question. Could you give out that discount code again? I didn't catch it the first time around.
It's WeCare. So just use all caps, WeCare. And I think it's not case sensitive, but WeCare is your discount code on ionicfabric.com. And use that, and then we'll get your information and send you a free mask for calling in. Thank you very much.
All right, stay on the line there, David. We'll get your information. And we have one more caller here as well. It is Chris. Chris in Pensacola, you there?
I don't know if I'm still on or not.
All right. Well, Chris, hang on 1 second. David, don't go anywhere. We're going to make sure we get y'all's information so we can give you your amazing thank you so much for doing that for people. That's so giving, so kind that you want people to experience the high quality. Like I said, I put this against my face, and I have the booster, and I didn't need to apply my moisturizer another time. And that's what happens. That chafing, that rubbing back and forth, it can start to basically put some wear and tear on your face. This is high quality, and you're not going to grow anything crazy on your face as well.
My daughter is in healthcare, and she wears our masks, and she tells me the same thing. She said, you know, when I wear a mask, you know, an ionic mask, she said, I don't have the same issue with chafing that I have with just the normal surgical masks that are kind of a polyethylene type material. So there's something to it. I know I wear one, you know, most all day at the office and talk to a lot of people there. And you know, I have, you know, I'm amazed at how my skin is kept from breaking out as much as I wear one. So I think there really is a lot to the technology here, and it's going to continue to just spread the word. And that's the beautiful part about this. You know, this is new, but it's available. This is the most amazing thing. You know, this is something that's new, but it's not, you know, this is available, and we can, you know, buy thousands of yards of this fabric and make things. And Ascend has just been a great partner. And think about just the size they are and what they're doing in the community anyway. And now having them as a local partner with a business, it's really been a dream of mine for a long time to be able to work with a company like Ascend that's partnering with us. So really, and I commend Ascend for making the effort to do it, because they're here in Pensacola, and we're here because they're allowing us this opportunity to distribute their fabric. So it really is a special relationship.
Well, we are thrilled to have an impact in the communities where we work, as well as have a global impact. We have a foundation at Ascend that is strictly funded by voluntary employee donations. And through that foundation, we're able to make donations back to help the communities where we live. Every dollar donated supports the works of the foundation. And through the foundation today, for the next two callers, I would like, on behalf of the Ascend Carers Foundation, to donate a box of 25 masks. These are non-woven face masks, so they look a lot like the traditional disposable masks, but because of this incredible technology, they're fully washable and reusable. So it's an opportunity for the next two callers to share the impact and help stop the spread with essentially 24 or 25 of your closest friends.
I love that. Okay, well, we have Chris.
Usually Chris, things you pick up.
You're on the line. Welcome to the show, Chris.
Okay. Oh my God, this is good.
Okay, well, we'll just hang on for 1 second, and you know what? We have more calls coming through. I'll wait for them to kind of drive through the line, and I know, Mallory, you're chomping at the bit to say something.
No, I was just... I was still laughing in the car. One of the things you were talking about the mask rubbing on your face, and one of the things I had, you know, made note of that I thought really interesting was how the nylon has the moisture wicking effect, and how it, you know, pulls the moisture away from the face, and so you stay dry and you don't have that moisture sitting on your skin growing bacteria. And one of the things it said, the Active, let's see here. Yeah. No, cotton can absorb as much as 6% of its weight in 10 minutes. And the Active will only absorb 0.2% of the moisture in that same environment in 10 minutes. And so it really holds the moisture away, and that way it pulls it away from your skin, and so it keeps those zinc ions active in stopping the growth of the bacteria in the mask. And so I think that has a lot to do with the rubbing of the skin as well. It keeps that moisture from sitting there, you know, rubbing and irritating the skin, because I have a, you know, bad problem with my wearing a lot of masks and stuff, it just rubs. My skin is very sensitive. Mm-hmm. And so I have that same problem, but I don't have that with the Active.
And Nikki was talking about the non-woven material, and we recently got quite a bit of the non-woven material in stock. So we can add non-woven to a mask. I know that in environments that I go into that are have a lot of people, I wear a five-layer mask that we make that has two layers of the Active nylon with three layers of the non-woven inside it. And so that's a great option. You know, you can mention, you know, that we'll have those available very soon. But if you mention it, that you saw it on the show, I'll add the three layers to any mask that you want. And we'll just do that free of charge to you just to get the word out about these new nylon masks with the non-woven built into it. So you can be super protected.
I love that. And people are calling in. We're getting all their information. I have an amazing helper at our desk that's going to make sure we get everybody's information so you get those masks. We see you. Just hang on. Don't give up. We don't want you to be upset. And now I want to jump on this real quick. You know, we're seeing now in different reports, if you turn on the news, people are saying to like double mask. So not just wear one, but then wear two. Instead of double masking. Now, I'm not saying, you know, you don't have to do what you really want to do. For me, I just couldn't. I looked ridiculous the other day trying to do it. One was like over my eyeballs. We can't just kept flopping up with the ones I was wearing. So is this a better option than double masking?
I wanted to do this so that you could hear the difference, but I just put on my five-layer mask and I'm talking through it now. So I think that's the part that's amazing about this nylon is, and I don't know, maybe we can talk about the properties of it, but it doesn't impede your speech and communication. So I go to several board meetings with this mask on, and I talk through the mask when I see a lot of people taking masks off to talk. So there's something more to this. I don't know what it is, Nikki. Why is it so easy to talk through a nylon mask?
Well, we're hearing that feedback from a tremendous amount of our customers. For example, we recently provided masks for a company that has 32 locations in North and South America. And it's a company that has shift workers who are required to wear masks throughout their entire work shift. And the company was struggling with people from a comfort level perspective because they had to wear the mask for such an extended period of time. And the feedback we've gotten back from them is that these masks are much easier to breathe through compared to what they've had in the past. The employees are much more comfortable wearing masks for extended periods of time, you know, even up to a 12-hour work shift. Wow. And they aren't getting pushback anymore from employees because they're able to work comfortably. So, you know, we recognize that masks are only effective if they're worn, hence mm-hmm. the advantage to having a mask that's soft and pliable and breathable and easy to wear.
I know, and this is a five-layer mask that I'm talking through right now. The five layers, this is, you know, 95% filtration through this mask, and it's like, wow, you know, this is really, I don't know if you could tell the difference between me talking and talking through this mask.
Just barely, and like looking at you, I know people can't see you, we're actually gonna take a picture and post it later, but looking at you, it looks comfortable on your face. It doesn't look tight, it doesn't look like it's suffocating you, and so that's something, like you said, if you're an employee and you have to wear this for up to 12 hours, I mean, I know some shifts run straight 12 hours, or you're on your feet serving people at a restaurant all day, this is a mm-hmm. great option. All that bacteria. I worked in the restaurant industry. Gross, right? Yeah. This is a great way for you to protect yourself.
And this is a great way, you know, when you go to Ionic Fabric, I know that, you know, there's a lot of mask designs out there, but this is one that I worked with and probably have 30 revisions. And it's a very interesting mask design because it's surged, it's sewn seams, it's actually banded, it's ultrasonic welded. So there's a lot of details in this mask that when you look at it and you say, wow, you know, that's a comfortable mask. It has a metal strip on the top to lock it in. It has special added room for your nose. So we call this an executive mask. And again, you know, when we designed it, we knew it was a more expensive mask, but it's a very comfortable mask. And I would compare it to just about any. And I think that people that see it will really like it. And I've, you know, one of the ways I sell them, and I'm not afraid to tell you that some of the people that are executives, I'll bring them a mask, and probably like 5 out of 6 times they order them for their employees when they wear them themselves. It's just, you know, and